ST Opinion, Why Won't They Talk to Me? By Caroline Bover. There is another interesting topic on our Being Abroad discussion board at the moment, initiated by one of our Japanese members, about how to interact with a new foreign woman in his office. This is often an issue raised by foreign women among themselves who find it hard to understand why their Japanese colleagues don't talk to them very much at work. In Western offices, we tend to meet many of our friends through work. But if you are in an office where you come from a completely different culture, then of course, the building of friendships can be quite different. Firstly, there may be communication problems if there is not a shared language, and then cultural misunderstandings if people do not have enough experience or understanding of each other's cultures. If someone is new to Japan, then they may not have had the chance to make a lot of friends yet, and are probably hoping to make friends at work. So, of course, it can be quite confusing if people don't try to talk to them. This can often add to feelings of professional and personal isolation. Foreign women often don't understand why their Japanese colleagues aren't very friendly with them. In many cases, it isn't because their colleagues don't want to be friendly, but it is because they are not sure exactly what to say and might be especially nervous of their English ability. I usually advise Japanese people in this situation not to worry about their language skills. Your new foreign colleague may speak very good Japanese and wouldn't expect you to speak perfect English anyway. The important thing would be to be friendly and welcoming and make your new foreign colleague feel at ease. I would recommend avoiding any kind of question that focuses on the fact that your new colleague is a foreigner. It is better for them to feel welcomed regardless of their nationality. As I have said before, foreigners get asked hundreds of times whether they like Japanese food, or can use chopsticks, or can speak Japanese. You will soon find out the answers to those questions when you spend more time together. It is also important not to make them feel like you want to practice English with them. They want to be treated as an equal member of staff and not as the office language teacher. Of course, if you get to know each other over time, it may very naturally develop into an opportunity for both of you to use your language skills. It would be perfectly appropriate to introduce yourself to your new colleague and to say, "Enjoy your first day. Have you been shown around yet? And if you need anything, please let me know." Then to follow in the next week or so with, "How are you getting on? How was your first day?" or "How is your first week going?" It might also be nice to invite them to any after-dinner drinks that might be planned and to introduce them to others in the office that they might not have met yet. These things will help to make your new colleague feel very happy to be working in your new office.